This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by Curious Plot. With today's news, here's Cindy Zimmerman.
Good afternoon. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped North Dakota Governor Doug Burnham for Secretary of the Interior and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Health and Human Services. But as of Friday afternoon, the post of Secretary of Agriculture had yet to be filled. One of the names reportedly being considered is National Association of State Departments of Agriculture CEO Ted McKinney, who served as USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs during the first Trump administration. McKinney spoke to Farm Broadcasters meeting in Kansas City today, and while the subject of appointments was off limits, McKinney did address concerns about the use of tariffs by the new Trump administration, something he had direct experience with in Trump 1.0.
We just have to make sure that ag is not harmed in whatever efforts the president-elect might pursue. But I will tell you, firsthand, and I've seen it and I'm seeing it now, some good can come from pressuring, leveraging, you fill in the word, to bring parity to trade. And so I'm going to be very patient to see where that goes, because I saw it work. I'm seeing the benefits now. I think we can use that because, folks, there is a lot of unfair trade. And I have seen that work. So let's just see where the president comes out, where his advisors come out, and we'll be in that mix discussing them so that we try not to damage and perhaps even help U.S. agriculture and food.
Other names being considered for Agriculture Secretary include Congressman Tom Massey of Kentucky, former Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, and Indiana farmer Kip Thom, who also served in the previous Trump administration as an ambassador to the United Nations. While there is still a lot of speculation on who the next Secretary of Agriculture will be, Washington insider Michael Torrey with Torrey Advisory Group told AgriPulse he thinks Trump is looking for someone who understands agriculture.
What they need in a Secretary of Agriculture is somebody who is competent and capable and can walk into the Oval Office when necessary and make their case to the president and anyone else that may not understand agriculture on what our needs are and defend rural America. And we've had that happen before. Former Secretary of Ag Sonny Perdue did it when the former president or the president-elect was going to pull out of NAFTA, but he was a strong defender. So if I had to guess, the president-elect is looking for somebody that can speak clearly and know what they're talking about.
Today, the North Dakota Public Service Commission voted to approve the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline permit in the state, encouraging ethanol producers who were disappointed by last week's referendum vote in South Dakota. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper says the industry remains optimistic the project will get all final approvals still needed in South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota.
That project is just too important to the future of our industry and to the future of rural America to just pack up and go home. And we don't think that's going to happen. We know that's not going to happen. We know that they're going to put Plan B into action, and we remain confident that that project is going to move forward, and it's going to be a great benefit to the ethanol industry and the farmers that supply feedstock to us.
And finally, today at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, AgriPulse host of Drive Time, Open Mic, and Daybreak, Jeff Nally, took over the gavel as president. The more than 80-year-old organization represents agricultural journalists with networks and radio stations nationwide. This is the second time for Nally to serve as president of the organization, and interestingly, the first time a former president has been reelected. Nally first served as president of NAFB 20 years ago. He's been busy this week in Kansas City as president-elect, handling all the details of the annual convention. Congratulations, Jeff. For AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot, a full-service marketing communications and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com.